Today's Amud is Tainis Chav Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. By the bottom line on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin have a Shchiach Kameid Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris. So two different Rabbi Yossis. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, he used to learn by Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris. In the end, Shafke, he ended up leaving Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris this year. He left his yeshiva. We'll see later in the Gemara why he left. But Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, he left Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris' yeshiva. Va'asa l'kamid Ravashi, and instead he went to learn by Ravashi. I guess there was no, acceptance letters or fehers or anything like that. He just went to Rav Ashi's yeshiva. And Yoyim Echad, one day in Shir, Shami de Kagaris, he hears Rav Ashi saying that Amar Shmuel Ashrele Dag Min Hayam B'Shabbos, that if a person takes a fish out of the sea on Shabbos, Kaven Sheyavish by Kesela, he's Chayiv. Once there's a dry spot on the fish, that's the size of a Sela coin, so then already he's Chayiv for Netilas Neshama, that's when we consider the fish dead. That's what Rav Ashi said over in the name of Shmuel during this shir. And Amar Lei, so the newbie, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, he pipes up in shir, and he says, Amar Lei, V'lei Mamar, Ubein San Pirof, that Rebbe should say, the Rosh Hashiva should say, that it's not so pashut. Not always, if there's a dry spot the size of a sela, that do we say that he's chai for Natilas Neshama. It's only Ubein San Pirof. It's only if that dry spot is by the fins of the fish. So Amar Lei, so Rav Ashi, so the Rosh Hashiva, he says back to this new Talmud, he says back to Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, that you are right, that you're right, that that's true, that that's the halacha, but why are you saying that yourself? V'loi savor lamar dahi Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Avin amra? Don't you know that that statement was made by Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Avin? So why don't you quote Rabbi Yossi bar Avin? Why are you saying this as if it's your own chiddush? Why don't you say it in the name of Rabbi Yossi bar Avin? That was the Rosh Hashiva's musar to this new Talmud. So Amar Lei, so the new Talmud says, Ananiyu, Shalom Aleichem, my name is Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. That's me. So Amar Lei, so the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Ashi, he says to Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, what are you doing here? V'lav kameid Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yukris Avo, have a Shchi Achmar. That everyone knows that Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin learned by Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yukris. That's where you always learn. So why, what are you doing over here? Don't you learn by Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yukris? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin says back, so Amar Lei, hin, he says yes. So Amar Lei, so the Rosh Hashiva Rav Ashi, yeah, he asked him, "Umay time Meshav Kemar va'asa hacha." So why would you leave Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris and come to my yeshiva? What are you doing over here? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin tells him, "I'll tell you the truth that Gavra the Albrei Valbarte Loichas. I saw the Rosh Hashiva over there. I saw Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris that he didn't have mercy even on his own son and daughter. I saw he didn't have mercy on his own son and daughter. Alaididi." How could he be my Rabbi? How is he going to have mercy on me if he doesn't have mercy on his own children? I said right away, that Rabbi is not for me, and I'm coming to learn by Rav Ashi. That was the story. So now, what's the story with the son and the daughter? Says the Gemara, Bray Mayhavi, Mayhi. First, what's the story with the son? Where did we see? What was the story that Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris didn't have mercy on his son? So says the Gemara that Yoyim Echad Havu Agri Leyagire Bedavra. Once, Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris, he hired some workers to work for him in the field. And Lemaisa, he told them at the end of the day, he would pay them, he would give them some food. Naga Luhu Vuloy Aisi Luhu Rifta. Lemaisa, he was late. Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris was late, and he didn't end up bringing bread. He was late from bringing them the bread that he was supposed to give them. So Amru Le Lebrei, so these workers, they said to Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris' son, they said to his son, Kafinon, you know, we're hungry. So Havu Yasvi Tuse Te'insa. So Lemaisa, they were sitting underneath a fig tree. So Amar, so Rabbi Yossi de Min Yukris' son, he says, okay, Te'ina Te'ina, Haitzi Perei Sayich, fig tree, door, bring out some of your fruits, bring out some of your figs, and this way my father's workers, they could eat some of your figs. And Lamaisa, just like that, poof, apiku, the fig tree took out some of its fruits, va'achlu, and the workers were able to eat some of these figs. Adahachi, as this was going on, Adahachi v'ahachi, asavua, His father comes, Rabbi Yossi de Menyukris comes, and Amar Luhu, he tells the workers, Loi tinketu b'dataychu, that you shouldn't judge me, you shouldn't think lowly of me in your minds, the fact that I'm late, that I didn't bring you your bread, you shouldn't think badly about me, I wasn't just stam late, dahai de nagana, that which I was late, a mitzvah tarachna, it's because I was busy with a certain mitzvah, and I couldn't stop, and that's why I'm late. Va'ad hashtahu de sagoy, and I was busy mamish until this very moment, I came as soon as I could, but I have a reason why I was late. So Amrulei, so the workers tell Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris, you don't have to worry about it, it's fine. Rachmana lishbach ki hegi de ashban birach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should satiate you, he should fill you just like your son satiated us. So Amar Lehu, Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris is confused. He says to his workers, I thought you guys would be starving by now. What are you talking about? Mehecha, where did my son give you food from? So they said, Hachi Vachi, Ava Maisa, they explained to him. He pointed at the fig tree. He said, the CBGB stuff. Poof, the figs came out, and we had our figs. So Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris, he says to his son, Beni, ata hitrachta eskoincha, you troubled, kaviyachol, you troubled your master, lahaitzi, your creator, lahaitzi teina peiraiseha, shalai bezmana, that the fig tree should just bear its fruits, and it's not when it wasn't the right time, ye asef shalai bezmana, so you should also now, you should die before your correct time, before your proper time. That was the curse he gave him, because he was kaviyachol, troubling a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now obviously there's no such thing as a person troubling a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the way it seems to you're supposed to explain is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a system of Teva in the world, and so going against Teva, that's called, since to us changing the system is like a tircha, so since to us that's considered like a tircha, so we call that being matriach a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though of course there's no such thing as being matriach a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the way we're supposed to view it, and therefore that was Rabbi Yossi ben Minyukris's curse to his son. So you see that he wasn't chas al berei, he wasn't chas on his own son, so that was part of the reason why Rabbi Yossi bar Avin left his yeshiva. And Barte Mahi, what's the story with his daughter? Says the Gemara, Havile Barta Baila Siyafi. He had a daughter that was very good looking. And Yom Echad, one day, Chazia Lahu Gavra, you can't make this up. He sees a certain person, Dahavakaria Behutza. He's looking at his daughter from between the fences. He's peeking at his daughter, and he's just looking at her. The Kachazile, he's looking at her. So Amar Lai, so the father of Yossi de Ben Yochris, he sees this man peeking, and he says, My hi, what's going on over here? What are you doing? What are we looking at? So Amarlei, so he says back to him, and I sure hope he didn't realize that this was the girl's father. He says back to her, Rebbe. He says back to him, Rebbe. Imlaleikcha leizachisi lereisa leeska. If I'm not going to be zeicha to marry her, I shouldn't at least get to look at her. I shouldn't at least get the zchus of looking at her. So if he knew that this was his father, that's a very strange thing to say. But okay, so that's what the man says. He says, look, I want to look. Yeah. So Amarla. So Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris, what does he do? He doesn't reprimand the peeker. What does he do? He goes to his daughter, and Amar Lo, he says to his daughter, Biti, my daughter, kamitzartelu libriasa, you're painting the brias, you're causing pain to other people, because now look what you're doing to this man. Shuvi la'afarich, you should go back to the dust, you should go back to your dirt, va'al yichshulu beich, and this way people shouldn't stumble, va'al yichshulu beich b'nei adam, and this way people shouldn't stumble through you. That was the curse that he gave his daughter. So the Ben Yishchai points out, why didn't he just say that you should become ugly? So this is Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris Lashitasai. He says you're not supposed to be matriach kaviyachol Kadosh Baruch Hu. Making her become ugly, that would already be like, you know, a change of teva. That's not something he wanted to daven for, so instead he just said that you should die. Anyway, so that's why Rabbi Yossi bar Avin left Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris' yeshiva. And the Gemara continues that Havilei Ahu Chamara, that Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris, he had a certain chamar, a chamara, not chamra, a chamara. He had a chamar kedahavu agrila, and it was a special chamar, which tells you something about the owner. Even though we have these stories about him, about Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris, you see, obviously, he was holding in high places. Even his chamar was very careful in halacha, medaktik in halacha, as we're about to see. So he had this chamar that kedahavu agrila, when people would rent the chamar, so kol yoima, every day, so la'arta at night, when they finished the rental, havu mishadri la agra agaba. They would put the rental fee on the back of the chamar, and then the chamar would go back to its master, would go back to Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris, and knew once it had its fee, it would go back. But not just that. V'tafula, if they would put on too much money, aybatzila, or if it was too little money, le'asya, it would know not to go back to Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris' house. And Yoimachad one day, Inchu Zuga de Sandleala, the person who was renting the donkey, he left a pair of shoes on the back of the donkey, Veloy Azla, and therefore the donkey did not go back to Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris, Adashaklunu Mina Vahadar Azla, until the person who was renting it realized that, oh, he left the shoes there, he got the shoes, and then as soon as he took off the shoes, then the donkey went back to Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris. So you see, just like we find by Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, the Chamar of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was very Zahir in Halacha, so too the chamar of Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris was also very zahir in halacha, which just shows you that the level of tzidkus of Rabbi Yossi de Ben Yochris, that because he was so elevated, so his possessions became elevated with him. It was nis'ala imay ad kedei kach, that it was very medactic in the halachas of gezela, and it wouldn't go back to him unless the person who was renting it took his shoes back. Says the Gemara, another story, that Elazar Ishbirta, this time it's a story about Elazar Ishbirta, that Elazar Ishbirta kad havu chazu le gabai tzedakah, so when the gabai tzedakah would see Elazar Ishbirta, havu tashumune, so they would hide from him. You know, sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes the Elazar Ishbirta is hiding from the gabai tzedakah. Here, no, the gabai tzedakah was actually hiding from the one he was collecting from. He was hiding from Elazar Ishbirta. Now, why would the gabai tzedakah hide from Elazar Ishbirta? The kol ma'ig da have a gabai yohiv lehu, because he didn't keep anything for himself. Any money that he had, he would right away give it to tzedakah. And because of that, they felt bad taking his money, so they knew that if they would go near him, he would right away give them all of his money. So instead, they hid from him. The gabai tzedakah would hide from Elazar Ishbirta. I saw a similar story in the new Madrigas Adam. So in the Maimer Year of Av, a Perek Tes Zayin, they bring one of the Haris over there on the bottom, a similar story about the Chavetz Chaim. How the Chavetz Chaim, he once received his 50 ruble for his half year salary when he was serving as a Rebbe in Yeshiva. And when he was there, so he was about to come back home, he had just received his 50 ruble, and he heard about a certain Yasayim and a Yasayima, that they were supposed to get married, and the wedding was being cancelled because they didn't have enough money for the chasana. So what did the Chavetz Chaim do? He went right away, and the 50 ruble he just got for half the year, he gave it right away to the Yasayim and the Yasayima, and instead he borrowed money just to have enough money to make it back home. He gave away mamish, all of his money. Half a year's salary, he gave it to the Yasayim and the Yasayima, that they should have money to get married. What was he going to do for himself? He borrowed some money and he made his way back home. So that was this Elazar Ishbirta. Everything he had, he would give to the gabai tzedakah, so they started to hide from him. Yom echad, one day, have a salak l'shuka, l'mizvan adunya l'bartei. Elazar Ishbirta, his daughter was getting married, so he goes to the shuk to buy an adunya, to buy a wedding present for his daughter. And chazuhu gabai tzedakah, and tashumine, the gabai tzedakah, they see that Elazar Ishbirta is walking through the shuk. So, like usual, they go and they hide from him. Well, he wasn't going to let them go without a fight. Azul v'rahut basrayu. He went and he started running after them. He started chasing them. And Amar Lehu eventually catches up to them. And he says to them, Ashbatichu b'mayaskisu, swear to me what you're collecting for. So Amar Lehu, so they say to him, B'yasem v'yasayma. We're collecting money for a certain yasem and yasayma. So Amar Lehen, so Elazar Ishbirta says to these gabai tzedakah, Ha'avayda, which is a lashon of shvua, like I swear, Shehein kaidmin lebiti, that they proceed, they come in level of importance, they come before my daughter. Shakul called the Hava Bahadeh, the Yavlu. So he gave basically everything that he had to them. Pashle Chad Zuzo. All he had left was one Zuz. They needed all of that money except for one Zuz. So one Zuz he kept for himself. But besides that, whatever the Yasim and the Yasimah needed, he gave, which was basically all of his money. All he had left was just one zuz. So what did he do with that one zuz? He was there to buy an adunya. So zavid lechite. So he bought one zuz worth of wheat. That's not very much. The asik shadi ba'achlava, and he comes back home and he throws it into the storage room. And where does he go? He goes back to the base medrash to go learn. In the meantime, asoi debisu, his wife comes home sometime later, and amra la liberte, she says to her daughter, my icy avuch, sunu, your father, I know he went to the shuk today. Did he show you what he bought you? Did he show you what did he bring? So amra la. So the daughter says to her mother, like not so necessarily happy, or maybe she was, but she says to her, Koma daisi ba'achlava shadise. Whatever he brought back, you could go look in the storage room. That's what he bought for me for my nadunya. So Asya, so his wife, she goes to the storage room, Lemiftach Bava Da'achlava, she goes to open the door of the storage room, and Chaza, she sees that Achlava de Mal Yachiti, she sees the storage room is completely full of wheat. It was a nes. The whole storage room was filled with wheat, which is really a tremendous nes, because like we said before, earlier in the Masechta, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't generally make a nes by something which is madud, by something which is measured. Here, this Elazar Ishbirta, he bought one zuz worth of wheat. He knew exactly how much wheat it was. He put it into the storage room, and the nace happened. The whole storage room was filled with wheat. The kanafka betinura didasha. It was even popping out of the hinges of the door. V'leimiftach bava michite. She couldn't even open the door because it was so stuffed with wheat. So what happened? So she tells her daughter, wow, he bought a lot of wheat. So as Labarte, his daughter goes, Labay Medrasha to the base medrash, and Amarle, she tells her father, she tells Rabbi Lazar Ishbirta, she tells him, Boyu Rei Ma'asalacha Ayahavcha, come and see what your friend, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what your beloved did for you. Come and see, the whole storage room is filled with wheat. So Amarle, so Rabbi Lazar Ishbirta, wow, he's excited. He says to her, Havayda, making a shvua right now, harei hein hektish alayich, that you can't benefit from it. It's all hektish. Ve'ein lach v'hen elke echem ania Yisrael. The only type amount of wheat that you're going to be able to take from that is like a poor lady amongst Klal Yisrael. That's all you're going to be able to have. That's what Elazar Ishbirta. When Elazar Ishbirta says back to his daughter. So now Rashi explains that the reason why he said this is because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be nene from Maisa Nisim. We have later in the Gemara, you're not supposed to benefit from Maisa Nisim, and therefore he said that no, you're not allowed to have any of the wheat, only Ke'echa Me'aniya Yisrael. Now the Ein Yaakov asked on Rashi's pshat, the Ein Yaakov asked that if Rashi is right, that the reason why he made all of it hektish is because you're not allowed to be nene from Maisa Nisim, so then how is he allowed to give her even a little bit of it? How is he allowed to give her Ke'echa Me'aniya Yisrael? And therefore the Ein Yaakov instead explains that the reason why he made it all hektish is because he didn't want to get all of his schar in this world. So a little bit, that she should get enough wheat like Aniya Yisrael, that he was fine with. But to get all this wheat and to lose out on his schar in Olam Haba, that he wasn't willing to do. That's why he made it all hektish. I saw the Ben Ishchai and the Ben Yoyada, he defends Rashi's pshat. He says it could be Echa Me'aniya Yisrael is the same amount of a zuz. So he put in a zuz worth of wheat. He's allowed to give her a zuz amount of wheat. A zuz worth of wheat. And that's what he told her, that Ein Lach Behen El Ke'echa Me'aniya Yisrael, which is a zuz amount, the amount of a zuz of wheat. But other than that, more than that, that's already a nen in Mimaisa Nisim, you're not allowed to be nena. And that's why he made the rest of it into hektish. Some more stories. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who we've mentioned in the past, was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he was Gazer Tanisa. One time he was Gazer Atinus, perhaps but there was a drought. There was a drought, so he was Gazer Atinus. And Bayi Rachame V'loy Asa Mitra. Lamaisa, he started davening, and it still wasn't raining. His tefillah wasn't answered. So Amar, he felt so terrible. And Amar, he says in tefillah, he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kama Ika Mishmul HaRam Masi Liyehuda Ben Gamliel. Look how much there is. Look at the difference between Shmuel HaRamasi and me, Yehuda Ben Gamliel. Shmuel HaRamasi is referring to the Maisa that when Klal Yisrael asked for a king, and Shmuel got upset, and he said, oh, you're asking for a king, you don't need a king. And Shmuel, we mentioned the story earlier, that Shmuel made it rain, even though it wasn't even the raining season. All Shmuel had to do was ask for it to rain, and boom, it rained. So Rav Yehuda Nasi, Pia is saying, look at the difference between Shmuel HaRamasi, that he was able to make it rain, and me, Yehuda ben Gamliel. Ayloi ledar shekei nitka, woe is to the generation that are living at this time, that I'm like, you know, that I'm, they're stuck with me. Ayloi lemi sha'osa biyam of kach, and woe is to the one who has to deal with this in his lifetime. Chalosh daite, imamish ad chalisha sadas, and gufa, because of his chalisha sadas, that was like the spitz tefillah, the tefillah la'ani, the tefillah la'ani, that was his tefillah v'asa mitra, and then it started to rain, and then he was zaycha to make it rain. And debay nesiya gazer tanisa, another ma'isa, that the house of the Nasi, the family of the Nasi, they were geyser atainis. Now, the ma'isa, before they were geyser atainis, they never informed Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When did they find out about it? Only in the morning. So, let's afra aydinu. In the morning, so they informed Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, today's actually a fast day. So, Amar Le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So, Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, Haleika bilna alan mi'arta. But we know the halacha is that you have to always accept a fast from the previous night. We never accepted the fast. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, that Anan Basrayu Gurarina, that we, whatever the Benesia is misakin, everyone is automatically Nigrar Acharehem. We automatically follow them, and therefore, even though on a personal level, we were never Makabal the Tainis, that Kabbalah that the Benesia had, that works for us. Now says the Gemara that the Benesia Gazar Tanisa Vulaya Samitra. I don't know if it's referring to the same one, but they were geyser atainis, and lemaisa it didn't rain. So Tana Luhu Aishaya Zira Demin Chavraya. So Aishaya Zira, who was from Chavraya, he darshined, and he said, basically, he quoted the pasuk. The pasuk says, V'haya im me'ene ha'eda nesta l'shkaga, and he darshined the pasuk, and he said like this. So what's the pasuk referring to? It's a mashal l'kala shehi b'bei savia. It's comparable to a kala that's in her father's house. Kozman she'ineha yafais, so long as her, meaning she's in the parasha, so people are looking into possibly marrying her. So kozman she'ineha yafais, once people see that she has pretty eyes, ain kol gufa tzricha bedika. So then the rest of the body doesn't need bedika. Once she has pretty eyes, so then you could assume everything else is fine. However, ineha trutais, but if her eyes are round, they're not very nice, so then kol gufa tzricha bedika, so then the rest of her body also, the rest of her also needs to be checked. And basically what Rav Yishai, the min Zira, the min Chavraya was saying is that, you know, look at the Beit Nesia, they're like the Enya Eda, and because they're Rishayim, look, they're not able to bring it rain because they're Rishayim, so now all of Klal Yisrael needs to check into their Meisim, because we have Enya Eda that are Nesta Lishkaga that are not proper people. So Asu Avde, V'ramule Sudra B'tzavare, V'kamitzarule. So the avadim of the Bein Nesia, they come and they start putting some handkerchiefs around his neck, and they start painting, they start bothering Aishaya Zira Demen Chavraya. However, Amrulei, B'nei Masei, the people of the town, they tell these avadim that Shafke, you should leave him alone. The Hanani Mitzar Lun, he also speaks sharply against us. However, Kevon Dechazena and Dechomilei L'shem Shemayim, once we recognize that everything he says is L'shem Shemayim, he really just wants what's best for us. And sometimes that means giving us Musr, so Lay Amri Lay Midi. So therefore we don't stop him anymore. We let him say what he needs, what he wants to say, because it's good. We see that he really means it, he really cares about us. Vishavkinan Lay, and we let him be. So Asunami Shavku, so you also shall let him be. It says the Gemara, another story, that Rebbe Gazer Tanisa, the Rebbe was Gazer Tanis, V'loy Asamitra, and it did not rain. So Nachis Kamei Ilfa. So who goes to be the Chazan? Ilfa. We back to Ilfa. Ilfa, he was the one with Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan went back to the Beis Medrash, and Ilfa went to work. Ilfa Lamaisa, he went down to be the Chazan. V'amrila, Rebbe Ilfe. And some say it was Rebbe Ilfe, in which case it's someone else. So Amir Mashiv Aruach, V'nasa Zika. As soon as he says Mashiv Aruach, so right away the wind started to blow. Mayrid Hageshem, he said Mayrid Hageshem, V'asa Mitra, and right away it started to rain. So Rebbe was davening, and nothing happened. He was Geyser Tainus, and it didn't rain. Ilfa, or Rebbe Ilfe, whoever it was, he went down to daven, and right away his chus allowed it that right away it started to rain. Now the Marsha points out, the Lav Dafka you see from here, that Ilfo or Rabbi Ilfe's Zuchusim was greater than Rebbe's, it could be like we had earlier, it's the opposite, that Rebbe's Zuchusim were even greater, so this was like below him. And it was Ilfo or Rabbi Ilfe that he was able to make it rain. But El Kapanim, it's definitely something Chashuv. They obviously, this Ilfo or Rabbi Ilfe had something very Chashuv about him that he was able to make it rain. So Rebbe sees this, so he says to Mamar Leh, he says to the Chazan, Mayoy Vodach, what's your job? What do you do? What's your schus? So Amar Leh, so the Chazan responds back that the Yarna Bukusta Dechika. I live in a city where there's tremendous poverty. The lesbe chamra lekiddush of avdalta, where the people in the town, they don't even have wine for kiddush and avdalah. So tarachna vaseno chamra lekiddush of avdalta. So I make sure to bring wine for kiddush and avdalah. Umafkin alu yadecha v'sayu, and I make sure I have a kiddush gemach. I have a avdalah gemach. Again, you see this chashivas of chesed, doing chesed for others, and in this type of way has so much zchusim. He has so many zchusim. He says that I bring wine. And I make kiddush for other people. I make havdalah for other people that don't have, and that's what I do. That's my zchus. Unbelievable. And because of that, he says mashiva ruach, and boom, the wind starts to blow. Mayur degeshem, and boom, it starts to rain. And says the Gemara, another story that Rav ikla lahu asra. Rav went to a certain town where also they didn't have rain. Gazer tanesa, he was gazer tainus voyasa mitra. Rav's chos l'maisa did not bring the rain. Nachas kamei shlicha de tzibura. A new shliach tzibur, a new chazan goes to daven for the amud. Amar mashiv aruach v'nashiv zika. He says mashiv aruach, and right away the wind starts to blow. Amar meyred agesha. He says the words meyred agesha. V'asa mitra, and right away it starts to rain. So Amar Leh, so Rav says to the Chazan, Mayoy Vodach, what's your job? What do you do? What's your schus? So Amar Leh, so listen to this. The Chazan says back to him, that Mikre de Dar de Keana, you know my schus? I teach children Torah. I'm a cheder Rebbe. Uma krena livnei aniyei kivnei atirei. But you want to know what's special about me? What's special about me is that I treat and I teach the children of those that are poor exactly the same way that I teach the children of those that are wealthy. It's very easy for a Rebbe sometimes. Maybe he'll treat nicely, more nicely, the ones whose parents have more money. Maybe he has more to gain from them. But no, says this Chazan, I treat them exactly the same. I treat the children of the poor people exactly the same way that I treat the children of the wealthier people. And more than that, v'chol d'loy efsherlei, if there's anybody who doesn't have the funds to pay for tuition, loy shaklina me. So I don't take anything from him. I allow him to send his child to my cheder without having to pay any money. The isli peira de chavre, and I have some fish in a pond. The chol man de pasha. If there's ever a child that learning is difficult for him, he's sometimes not in the mood. So mishachdina le minayu. So I bribe him with the fish. I tell him to come and play with the fish in the pond. Umisadrinan le. I allow him to play over there. Umifaisinan le. And I appease him and the ase vikari until he's ready to go learn. And that's my zchus. My zchus is that I am a cheder Rebbe, and this is what I do. I treat everybody the same, and I don't take money from people that can't afford it, and I have a lot of patience with my talmidim, and if there's someone that's not in the mood, I bribe him, I play with him a shtickle until he's ready to learn. Which again, you see this yisoy that we mentioned previously, that any profession a person has, whatever you're doing in life, there's a way to do it in a way that your zchusim could be mamish, you could be until to the point where he says mashiv aruach, and boom, the wind starts to blow. Mayor Dagashim, and right away it starts to rain. It doesn't take the biggest tzaddik, and that's not necessarily the biggest masmit for this. And whatever your profession is, whatever you're doing in life, to do it in a way to be mekadeshim shemayim. And we'll just end off with one last line. Says the Gemara that Rav Nachman gazer tanesa. That Rav Nachman was gazer tainis. Ba'i rachmi v'loy asa mitra. He was gazer tainis and it didn't rain. So Amar again, he had chalisha sadas. Also, you see from these Gemaras the strength of tefila la'ani, of davening from a place of anias, from a place of chalisha sadas, from feeling so helpless. And Amar, so Rav Nachman says, I was davening, I made a fast, it didn't rain. Amar says Rav Nachman, shaklua l'Nachman chavaitu min guda la'ara. You might as well just take Nachman and throw him from a wall to the ground. Throw him down. He's not able to accomplish anything. Chalish Daite, he had this Chalisha Sadas, and then through his Tfila La'ani, through this Chalisha Sadas, Va'asa Mitra, then it started to rain.